G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 6. I'm John Barker and joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the footy is over and done with, thank goodness, many of us would say. And we can really get stuck into the racing, and what a fantastic card at Flemington and not a bad one at Randwick to boot.
Yeah, excellent weekend. Of course, any weekend we get to see Winks is a great one, and she lines up in the Turnbull. The feature there on Saturday at Flemington, a little bit of opposition for her too, probably one of the better fields she's contested in sort of recent times anyway. A couple of talented horses that are sort of up and going in pretty good form, but she should be winning again. And of course we've got the Bart Cummings, which offers a ticket into the Melbourne Cup, so plenty of interest in that, and maybe a couple of horses trying to stake a late claim for next week's Caulfield and Thousand Guineas.
All right, and kicking the whole thing off as we take you right through the card, which is, of course, is all black type on Turnbull Stakes Day. The first appearance of the babies in Melbourne, the two-year-olds at a set weights in the Maribyrnong Trial Stakes, race one over 1,000 metres.
Difficult to assess, as you'd know, but I've gone with Six Sun City. I've liked his trial and jump out very soft, hitting the line under minimal riding both times. Craig Williams has been aboard. Of course, he does most of the riding for the Qatar Bloodstock team. I've put him on top from number two, Fanar. I thought his jump outs have been pretty good. He's had a couple, one round a bend, one down the straight. Four, Memphis Rock. He's certainly bred to run along. The brother to Ennis Hill and another filly that goes pretty good. His Hips Don't Lie was a talented filly as well. And in for fourth, I threw number five, Mercury. He got back and just wasn't ever tested, and his jump out down the straight looked to have a bit in hand. He's well related too, being a half to Osborne Bulls, and first runner for Brazen Bow, of course, recorded one of his biggest wins down the straight.
Mockery, I went for number 11, has won a trial, is at fairly juicy odds comparatively at this stage, from 8, Unite and Conquer, 2, Fanar, and 7, The Astrologist. Race 2, Antler Luggage Stakes. This is for the 3-year-olds over 1,400 at listed level and set weights.
I've gone for number 8, Big Night Out here. I liked his jump outs before the debut. He went to Wangaratta, started a big price, and would have been stiff not to win. He was held up until the 150. Once he got out, he really let down well to win. He then went to Flemington, that midweek meeting, and just had no luck at all. He went to the line hard held, ran last of 12. I'm expecting him to improve sharply, of course, if he does get into the clear. So I think he's a good each-way play from 4, Ranier, who's still a maiden after 4 starts. Bit of a work in progress, but coming along well. It was a good second in what is traditionally a strong maiden at Warwick Farm there. And, of course, it's proving to be strong this year again with the winner Nikita Jane going on to place at Group 1 company last week. In for third, number 5, Yulong January, also in Sydney, but couldn't have done much more in his 2 wins. And number 3, Wild Planet, returned to gelding at Ballarat and won well.
Rainier for me, number 4 to beat 5, Yulong January, 9, Peaceful, and 1, Kulasa. Race 3, Furphy Paris Lane Stakes, listed event over 1,400, a handicap.
I've gone with 2, Sovereign Nation, gave him a chance in the Rupert Clark, and he ran okay, beaten less than 2.5 lengths. This is probably his more ideal scenario for him. He's got a good record at Flemington, drawn to get a lovely run. He does go up in weight, but he can carry weight fine. I think he's a good bet from number 1, Crack Me Up, who I thought did a good job first up in the Bobby Lewis. Just got outdashed there. It was really a dash home. They didn't go hard early. I thought he did a decent job up in trip suits. Number 4, Plon CL, just got to forgive him, I guess. Went up to Sydney or to Newcastle for the Cameron, started favourite and did nothing. Vets couldn't find anything, so I guess we just got to forgive because he was going well before that. And number 7, in for 4th, Sir John Lavery, the Team Williams stable, going pretty well. So you'd want to be respecting this import.
Well, I've gone for the Bobby Lewis form, but in the shape of Tasmanian Galloper, number 3, I'm Wesley. Made my value better today, but was probably expecting a little bit more than $6.50. One of my Tassie selections did pay off last start for me with Mystic Journey.
Yeah, paid about
$17. From 6, Eckstein, 4, Plain Seal, and 1, Crack Me Up. Race 4, UCI Stakes. These 3-year-olds on the way to the Derby, over 1,800 metres. Interesting to see Cloak was in the spring champion for Godolphin comes down here, but quoted at around about $26. There's a few here. A lot of the main fancies have drawn pretty wide here, Joel.
Yeah, I think this is a tough race. I mean, you've got just a few up-and-comers that really look desperate for the step-up and trip, and they might just jump out of the ground. Obviously, Savoir's probably an obvious after he won the Derby trial in such dominant fashion. I've put him in for second. I've gone for number 16, Power of Attorney. He might be one of these improvers. I thought he was okay there over 1,400 behind Brutal. Just showed a bit more. His first two runs back were just completely... He was beaten for pace, but he did improve there and then went to the Stutt Stakes, and it was a bit of a blanket go, bunched finish, but he was strong through the line. I thought he was getting past them late. I think he'll relish 1,800 metres at Flemington. So each way, number 16 from 5, Savoir. 12, Savvy Oak, not giving up on him despite a shocking draw. Blinkers, Hugh Bowman on. He was getting to the line nicely late at Mooney Valley, second up, and then just outdashed in a sprint home last time. And in for fourth, Sydney Blue, number 14. He led them up in that Savoir race, battled on okay. He's a bit of a work in progress.
My selections in race four, I've gone for a weird trifecta. 4, Approach Discreet, 2, Extra Brute, and 5, Savoir from 6, Thunderdome. None of them drawn particularly well, I must admit. That was the first leg of the Big Six. As I was saying to you earlier, Joel, the Victorian TAB Big Six on Saturday, I note, has a $100,000 jackpot, which is not enormous, but if the entire pool is only $200,000, that would suggest that if you could land the Big Six, which is really a Big Five because Wicks is in it, you should really get overs, I would have thought. I'll be interested to see what the dividend is.
Yeah, definitely worth, I must admit, it's not really a bet that, I think I used to take the straight six going back many, many years ago, but not really sort of, haven't sort of played the Big Six much, but yeah, might be worth a go. As you said, pick five on Saturday, so it might be worth a bit of a crack.
All right, well, the early quaddy finishes with race five, which is almost an early treble because this is the Winx race. TAB Turnbull Stakes, set weights and penalties. Adds a bit of intrigue, I guess, with Winx having to give a lot of these male horses, half a kilo rather than getting 2 kilos off them. Anyway, 2,000 metres and Winx around about $1.15.
Yeah, very short, and should just be winning again, really. I did mention earlier, you know, there's a bit of depth to the field. Kings Will Dream is flying. Grunt seems a Flemington gun, and Young Star I've got a huge opinion of. I think she'll race her way right into the Caulfield Cup with a big performance here, but they'll be running for second, third and fourth. Winx to beat Young Star. I think she's tracking along beautifully. 4, Kings Will Dream, and 1, Grunt, just back to Flemington. Should see him bounce back, hopefully.
Winx, Kings Will Dream, John Snow and Young Star for me, 2, 4, 5, 10. Race 6, Gilgai Stakes. First leg of the main quaddy. 1,200 metres. A group 2. And... my fun fact this week was that the Gilgai Stakes, which is run down the straight, has mainly been won by horses drawn inside, and the Blazer Stakes over 1,400 has been mainly won by horses drawn outside. You would think the opposite way around would be the case. It may be that, as with this year, there's only 11 in the Gilgai. In fact, there's only 10 at the moment, so there's only one. Only I Am Excited is the only one that is going to jump from a double-figure barrier, so it's probably not the... most worthy stat of all time. Anyway, there are other factors to consider here. What did you go with?
Yeah, well, you mentioned it's down to 10, so that's Osborne Bull's the early favourite. He's out, which has left me with number 4, Dreamforce, who just might have gone to a new level last prep. He's always had talent, and he's really put the wins together in the last sort of 6 to 9 months. He was excellent first up at 1,100. We're not expected to win back in May. He was a big price, and he just came down the outside and won well. Second his next start, and then won the Winter Stakes. So 1,200 metres first up. Loved his trial in Sydney and a jump out at Flemington. I think he's going great guns for this. 3, Parast in for second. We didn't quite see his best early in the autumn, and then he showed up in Brisbane. But he's a talent, we know that. He's won the Caulfield Guineas Prelude and run well in a Stradbroke. He's trialled up nicely. In for third, number 8, Quilista. Forgive run last time, pulled up with issues, but her fresh run was good. She's a straight track winner and 9 bonds away. Ran some good late splits against the pattern first up at Caulfield.
4, Dreamforce for me as well. From 8, Quilista, 10, Eduardo. And for fourth, I've put in number 2, Keen Array. How are we pronouncing the surname of Eduardo's trainer, Joel?
I've just gone with Shoke, but it could be.
Well, Sarah Shoke is profiled by Matt Stewart in this week's Winning Post. Yet another reason to pick it up. Race 7 is the Bart Cummings second leg of the Quaddy at Flemington. This is a Group 3, 2,500. As you indicated, it is a free ticket to the Melbourne Cup here. And Avilius couldn't have been much more impressive in three runs in Australia. But you found one to beat him and made it your best bet, Joel.
Yeah, look, I didn't really want to tip a best against Avilius. He's going to be really hard to beat. He's just showed a really good turn of foot up in Sydney and probably had the Metrop at his mercy. And he comes here and he's going to be really well found. But I think Yogi is going to give him a bit of a race. And, because I couldn't sort of get keen on anything else at the meeting, I've made him my best. His first two runs this prep were excellent, just savaged the line at Caulfield and Moonee Valley, and then went to Adelaide last start. He missed the run in the Naturalism, which was the 2000. He had to go to Adelaide for 1800. A new jockey, Noel Callow, on board, and he just did what Yogi can do. Just out the back, loping along, and not really taking interest. And he warmed up okay late. I just think with Craig Williams back on, who knows the horse well, he's been aboard a few times, ridden him with success, I just think he'll be a bit more aware of Yogi's racing style, and therefore that will certainly help him bounce back. 2500. He tackled this race last year. I think he was on tired legs. I think it was his sixth or seventh run in, but this has obviously been a target. So I'm keen on Yogi. Clearly have respect for Avilius, and he'll take a stack of beating. Seven in for third midterm on the quick backup. Went up to Sydney for the Metrop last week. Never got into the race. They went back from the wide gate. They didn't go along hard, but he ran on strongly. And in for fourth, number six, Rising Red, who's flying this prep. Always had an opinion of him. He gets to 2,500 quickly. That's the one little query, but he's going well.
Well, I was impressed enough with the Villiers to make him my best. From the three Lloyd Williams, Liam Howley horses, two our Venice Beach, seven midterm and 11 Harrison. Race 8 at Flemington on Saturday, third leg of the Quaddy, TAB, Edward Manifold, stakes 1,600 for three-year-old fillies at set weights.
Yeah, I'm sticking with number three, Tahitian Dancer. Did a good job running a place at a massive price a couple of weeks ago at Caulfield. Drawn wide, they were hoping for a better barrier. I dare say they'll probably ride her quietly again, as they did the other day, and let her hit the line. I don't think 1600 will be a problem the way she finished off behind Mystic Journey. I think she's another good bet each way from 15, very elegant, respecting this former Kiwi now with Darren Weir. Her two wins in New Zealand have been excellent. She looks above average, and I think the mile will be perfect. 13 in for third, Piero Bell. Always wary horses 1,200 to a mile, and she's on a quick backup too, but I just think she's desperate for the extra distance. She's got a good pedigree. She's always been highly thought of, and I thought she was good at Moonee Valley 8 days ago. And in for fourth, number two, Crone. Comes through the Tahitian Dancer race and didn't have many favours in the run. Copped a bit of interference mid-race, but she stuck on well.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tahitian Dancer, number three, to beat two Crone, 15, very elegant. And for fourth, I've got number 11, Thousand Wishes. Race 9 is the final leg of the Quaddy and the final race of the day at Flemington. It is the Group 2 for the mares over 1,400, the race I mentioned earlier, the Blazer Stakes.
Yeah, I tossed up here between 4 and 13. I went 13, Platinum Angel. Always been a mare I've had a bit of time for. I liked her first up run in the How Now, ridden cold, came from last and ran some good late sectionals to run third. Extra distance ideal. Four, Bring Me Roses. I know a couple of people in the office here are giving this mare a chance at odds, and I can see why. She's got excellent Flemington form, and I liked her recent jump out. Three, Invincibella. Really good win first up. No luck at all. Probably should have won the Golden Pendant, so she'll have plenty of admirers. And number nine, Savatiano, has been well backed in early markets. She's racing well. She was probably a bit stiff not to win at Newcastle, which would have been four wins on the trot.
Bella Martini for me, number five, third up from 13, Platinum Angel, nine, Savatiano, putting number six, Tulip, four, fourth. My best, as we mentioned, Joel, was Avilius, race seven, number one, up against your best, race seven, number 10, Yogi. Your value bet, race eight, number three, Tahitian Dancer, which I also very much approve of. And my value bet, race three, number three, I'm Wesley. Randwick is the venue once again for Sydney racing on Saturday. as we warm up for Everest week next week. We have one Group 1. It is the Mowat and Chandon Spring Champion Stakes, but there's three black type races on the program. The first of those is Race 6, Polytrack Roman Consul Stakes, 1200 for three-year-olds at Group 2 level.
Number two, Al Merton for me. Freshened since his first up run in the McNeil, which wasn't bad. He was a little slow away and just sort of held his ground there midfield. Finished alongside Encryption, who went on to win the Danehill. A Native Soldier, of course, won that race. He's bounced back with another good win. He's proven on soft ground, which I think we're likely to get there on Saturday, blinkers on. So number two to me, for me, from three, Jonker. Both runs back have been good. He gave a really good sight in the run to the Rose, and he'll do so again. Four, Performer. The wet track, I guess, is the bit of a query with him. But he is a talented colt and one in for fourth, Sandbar.
Your value bet comes up in the main race on the program, Race 7, the Mowat and Chandon Spring Champion. 2,000 for three-year-olds at set weights. And a bit of value about your value bet, Joel, around about the $26 mark.
Yeah, number eight, Viseo from the Kieran Maher David Eustace yard. We saw them take out the Breeders' Plate last week with a two-year-old colt. This bloke has always looked a pretty handy stayer. He beat the older horses as a two-year-old in a Mildura maiden. He then went to Flemington, was strong, winning over 1,800. Had 7 weeks between runs at Moonee Valley last start, back to 1,500. He was getting warm late. I think he'll relish 2,000. I think he'll handle the wet. He's certainly bred to cope with it. So look, it looks a strong spring champion. I think there's plenty of hopes, but happy to be with him each way from five. Dealmaker, both runs have been excellent. Should lap up the 2,004. Arameo was strong, winning at Newcastle, and one, Thinking Big, did a really good job off a break over 1,800 in the gloaming. You'd have to think he'll strip a bit fitter, and there's some decent wraps on him. And a couple of the fillies down the bottom have got chances as well. Made of Heaven, Frankly Awesome. It's a pretty good race, but I think Viseo's over the odds.
Race 8 is for the mares at Randwick. It's the Herald's Angst Stakes, 1,600 metre Group 3.
Sets up nicely for number five, I Am Serious, especially if we do get a really wet track. She'll have the benefit of those two runs over staying trips, 1900, 2000, chasing Avilius. She's unbeaten at the mile. As I said, she'll love the wet and just looks perfectly suited to this race. Number one, Dixie Blossoms, has the score on the board, can forgive her Golden Pendant run. She's much better at Randwick, so she's the testing material. In for third, number two, Shamook, who did win that Golden Pendant, has to get 1,600 now. I guess that's the little query. And four, the Pinnacles, ticking over okay. Maybe just one run away and looking for a little bit further, but she can slot into the first four.
Okay, well, as we mentioned, Viseo is your value bet, race seven, number eight. Talk us through your best, race five, number 11, the Japanese import Fierce Impact.
Yeah, he's a talented galloper, this bloke. Sustained a long run from the back out wide and just missed when second to Tip Top first up. He'll be better for that, out to a mile. Should be a positive. Bit of an unknown on seriously wet ground. I guess that's the query. There is a little bit of depth for this race too. Instant, Derev, Abdon, Drockage all have chances. But no, I think a Fierce Impact, if he can handle the ground and get into the race at the right time, he'll be hard to beat. I think he can go through the classes this time in.
Alrighty, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. James Jordan has two gems for us. One of them, race five, number three, Johnny Vinco, at around $3 for Bussett and Young. Overcame trouble to win last start over 1,700 at Sale. Steps up to 2,250 here at his third run this time in. And I think the engagement of Jamie Carr is going to make this one a very popular commodity. Race seven, Montesa. Number five is shorter, also Bussett and Young, but not Jamie Carr here, Jake Turek. And this horse is lightly raced, comes up against a moderate field in this first heat of the Happy Trail series, one of the 15 series that seem to be going on in South Australia at the moment. Draws well in gate three, and on the Parks track, James Jordan is looking for horses that can settle close to the speed and close to the fence. That one fairly short at around about the even money mark. Race 7, number 5, Montesa. Did you like anything in Adelaide?
No, nothing for me this week in South Australia.
All right, Doomben is the venue for Queensland Metro Racing, and one of the smaller Saturday Brisbane cards we have seen in quite some time, with under 100 acceptors. However, it could still be a bit of value, especially when your best bet, Joel, race 4, number 4, is marked at $15.
Yeah, our best and value are probably ran the wrong way in terms of their prices, but So Skilled is the best. Two runs have been good for the new yard. Trialled well, ran on strongly at the 1,200 metres first up, went back to 1,000 last start. That was dead against, but he did pick up nicely late behind From Within. Back up in trip to the 1,350 looks suitable, so I think he's well over the odds. I thought he'd be $5, $6, $7. So I think he's double his right quote. And in the last, number 7, Hang, I did make my value around the $5 mark. I expected him to be sort of $7, $8. His first up run at Toowoomba was good, 1,200 too short. Gets to a mile quickly. That's the one little negative, but he's drawn well. He's measured up in good company in the past. Jim Byrne to ride. I think if there's a little bit of support too, you'd be pretty keen on him.
All right, they are racing at Belmont, I think, for the last time this Saturday, because we head to Bunbury on Saturday week, and I assume we're going to Ascot after that. But Belmont, there is a stakes race. It is a rather disappointing field, the birthday stakes, 1,200 metres. They're all resuming, and there is an odds-on pop here, an enticing star who is unbeaten from around about 7 starts. Adam Durant, Willie Pike, has posted some sensational figures in compiling that unbeaten record, and does make her debut. This is her first start in a black type race, but is expected to win. Great Shot is there as well, the reigning railway winner. Disposition's no slouch on Best Form either, but Enticing Star is who BJ Ryan expects to win. BJ's best, race 2, number 8, Leading Girl, a relative newcomer. In fact, has only had the one start. Impressed with some closing speed to get herself out of trouble as a $6 favourite on debut at Northam. BJ expects her to hold a more forward running position from Barrier 1, and given clear running late, should have too much dash. With just the 54 kilos, Willie Pike aboard. That is seen as a race in two between her and Pagan Image, number 1. They're both $3 chances. And BJ's value bet race, 6, number 7, Rebellionaire, who is a good price for one of BJ's bets in Perth at around about $10. Expects the real Rebellionaire to stand up. Been a fairly trying horse to follow, but the stable appears to be on top of his problems. Should have finished closer. There, second up, he does have a duck egg there. Should have finished closer than that second up in midweek company. If he can get a clean getaway from Barrier 2, can land on the speed and give it a shake. So Rebellionaire race 6, number 7 each way at around $10. Earlier in the day, Joel, we have Group 1 action at Hastings, New Zealand.
Yeah, the Livermore Classic, over 2,040 metres, probably better known as the Celt Capital Stakes to many listeners. Savvy Cope, very short, should be hard to beat. I thought Windspell ran just as well in the mile race second up, and always sort of thought he'd get over a bit of a trip Windspell. We saw him in Australia perform pretty well over the mile distance. But at a each way quote, maybe Windspell to beat 11 Savvy Cope. She was very good second up and extra distance perfect. From 12, Dance Dance Dance, and 7, Scott Bass. My best is Joe's Legacy, race 6, number 1. My value is Cut a Deal in the Hawke's Bay Guineas, race 5, number 11. Riccarton is the other meeting in New Zealand on Saturday. Best bet, Bully Boy. Stick with him. I think he's won a couple of times for us recently. He's building a good record, race 5, number 8. And the value is race 1, number 7, Red River Rock.
All right. That takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got all the form for Friday. Friday night at the Valley. Friday, of course, includes Port Macquarie Cup Day. Saturday, all that metropolitan action we've discussed, plus there's Matoa Cup Day. And Sunday, you've got your Bairnsdale Cup Day as well, as we got full guides for that, and Tatura and Hawkesbury and Sunshine Coast. And it's also Coonamble Cup Day. Got fields for that. So plus all your favourite features. And writers, still only $5.50. Do make sure to pick it up if you haven't already. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Joel, I'll let you go first.
Tricky. Maybe we'll get the punters a bit of a bank. We'll go the Valley Friday night. I've had a little bit of a look there. Race 5, number 11, Interram from the Darren Weir stable. I think she's very smart, this filly. Hopefully Morrissey runs and gives us a bit of a price. I think Interram will beat her. maybe we'll get $4. I think she's around the 360, 380 at the moment. Race 5, number 11, Friday night.
All right, and we'll roll that, since you like it as well, into race 8, number 3, each way. Tahitian Dancer, pity about the gate, but should still give it a decent shake. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.